Welcome back to the Positive View of Rural. Today we're talking with Grant Griffiths from Clay Center, Kansas. Grant, say hello and tell folks the population of Clay Center.
Hi, Becky. Clay Center has a population of roughly 4,000 people, I think. It could be less than that now. County-wise, I think the county has roughly 6,000.
And what part of Kansas are you in?
North Central.
North Central, okay.
We're, if you look at the map, we're roughly an hour and a half straight south of Lincoln, Nebraska.
There you go.
We're 37 miles south or northwest of Manhattan, Kansas. We're out in the middle of cornfields, wheat fields, and pastures.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I'm in the middle of wheat fields and pastures myself, so I'm sympathetic at least on that. No corn here, really. But you have, so from your house, from your basement, no less, you run a business that is global in nature. Tell us about, I mean, you when you came to the small town conference that we held there in Kansas, you told a great story about launching this global business from your basement.
We did.
And I'd love to hear that story.
Business is headwaythemes.com. We build the application people use to build their websites. We first launched version 1 on July 31st of 2009, which it's hard to believe it's going to be 5 years. Just doesn't seem possible. My business partner and the chief developer of the product is my youngest son, Clay, who will be 21 next month.
But when you launched, he was like still in high school.
He was 16.
He was 16.
The way we got started was I was consulting with businesses on using the internet and specifically blogs to market their businesses. I started to get questions or requests for me to build their stuff, and I don't code. So Clay had started dabbling in this stuff when he was like 11. He overheard me talking about I had customers that wanted me to build their websites, and he looks at me at the age of, I think, 14 and says, I can do that. So he started to build a few blogs on WordPress for people. And then I think it was the fall or the winter of 2008, he kind of started building this tool that he wanted to use to make his job easier as far as building websites. And it was kind of like the easiest way to describe this is a welder's jig.
Ah, I get it. That makes sense to me. My husband is like a welder too, so I get the idea of a jig that you line up all the parts on the jig and then you weld them together. That makes sense. And like for a website, then you line up all the parts and they fit into the shape of the jig. Okay, so that makes perfect sense for a website.
It was like a table. And so that's what he did. And that next spring, I showed it to a couple people and they said, you need to finish this and make this into a product. And I go, what do you mean? They go, this is too good of a thing. And I thought, okay. So I told Clay, who at the time was barely 16, and he goes, I can do that. So he, because I know this for a fact, on April 26th of 2009, because that's the first day of an entry in his log that he used to keep track of what he was doing, he started building Headway. And then he built it, and we pushed out version 1 on that July. We just released version 3.6. I think it was like the day after, no, it was the Saturday before New Year's. And we have, we've never had a bad day, which is amazing. You know, and I think that's one reason why it's continued to grow. We have, we don't have employees. We have people that work with us, mainly our support team, and we have, a designer that works with Clay who actually lives in South Africa. One of our support people lives in France. He lives between France and Ireland. He has it real tough. Yeah, it's tough. We have another gal that lives up by Boston, another one that lives in Seattle. Another one of our people lives, I think, in Indiana. And then another lives in Michigan.
And I like the way that you have to stop and think about where they all are. And
I know.
So you have this completely virtual group of people working with you. So you don't have to rely just on who can I find in Clay Center. You're able to do this and manage a global business from your home, even though you're in a small town where you might not be able to draw in the specific set of people that you need locally. Right. You're able to do this globally now.
Yeah, we basically run an international business out of a basement in the town of 4,000 people.
I think that's awesome. I do.
It is. My commute's 20 seconds.
20 seconds. I like it. I like it. You know, there are people that, and this is, I think, one of the driving reasons that people want to come back to small towns or want to move out of big cities is because they begin to realize. We just talked to Ben Winchester out of Minnesota, who was talking about the brain gain. People move away at 18, but people are moving out of urban areas and not necessarily back to where they came from, but out of urban areas between the ages of 30 and say 49, there is a huge brain gain as people are realizing spending an hour in the car every morning and every evening is not as much fun as people tell you it is.
And, well, it's not, you know, yeah.
And living your entire life under the pressure of living in a big city, also less fun than people tell you it is. And so there's he's quoted a statistic of over 50% of people, when asked, would rather move to a rural area. So there is a great pent-up demand of people that would like to move. And, you know, the 20-second commute, I think, is a really good convincer right there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it really is. But I think we're able to do more and more of this because of the internet, too. Mm-hmm. Of course, I can say that because my business, of course, relies on the internet. But it frees people up to do what we've always called, and that's telecommuting, mm-hmm. where, you know, especially people, and even a lot of professionals, will work from home. You know, architects, designers. You can work from home because you don't have to go to the office to do what you're doing. You can do it on the computer. You can, you know, communicate back and forth between offices if you need to. I mean, that's what we do.
There was a man that lived in Alva, Oklahoma, who was a chemical engineer. And while he was not using a computer, he was doing most of his by phone and mail. And you'd be surprised what you can accomplish that way without actually going to the big city. He was designing coatings for airplanes and doing it from wherever he happened to live at the moment. And I thought it made perfect sense. So tell me, do you have any secret of how it is that you've managed to keep this business going now for 4.5, nearly 5 years? What have you learned about doing business in a small town with a global reach?
Well, I think one thing you have to do is you have to listen to your market. Mm-hmm. You have to listen to your customers. And it's even cranky old me has to listen to my customers.
This must be very hard for you, Grant.
Yes, it is. It's humbling. No. but I think, and with that, you have to continue to innovate.
Yes.
You know, we've been in business now going on 5 years. We're on version 3.6, but, you know, but we didn't go version 1, version 2, version 3. We had a lot of different, you know, updates and versions, you know, between 1 and 2 and 2 and 3, and now we're on 3.6. So, you know, listening to the market, listening to the community, and getting input from the people that use the product, you know, we've continued to innovate, change things, make things better, you know, come out with new features, come out with new, you know, even new products inside the main product. Just like now, we've introduced templates with 3.6, where it's, you know, it's basically gives you the start of the website for you, and then if you want to change it, you can go in and change it with Headway. Something our customers were clamoring for, something I was clamoring for too, and Clay and his team, you know, were able to do it the way we wanted to do it. Because it took, 3.6 is actually one of the biggest updates we've ever done, and it took, I think, 8 months from the time we started it until we released it.
Wow. That is a pretty longer, long cycle.
It took longer to do that update than it did to build the original version 1.
Yeah. And that's a signal of the kind of innovation that you're trying to do. The other thing is, let's talk about your son Clay for a second, because he has to have a different perspective on the world and on location than what you had, being the old man that you are. The perspective that you had, say, when you graduated. The perspective he's had as he's graduated from high school and is now turning 21, he just must have a whole complete different view of where he's going to make his living and how he's going to manage that.
Well, and you know, and that's true. I mean, he actually doesn't live in Clay Center now. He moved the horrible distance to Manhattan, 37 miles.
And Manhattan being the huge town that it is of...
Yeah, roughly 40,000 people.
40,000 people. So still, on the global scale, very much a small town.
Yeah. But only the Kansas State Wildcats.
So, right. And being 21, he's, you know, I'm sure he's in college.
Actually, he's not.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
No. He's dabbled a little bit.
Yeah.
Took a couple classes. Didn't like it.
Too much real-world experience, that's my guess.
Well, he does. And I told him, I said, I'm going to warn you, when you go to college with the experiences you've already have, you're going to feel like you're in a glorified high school.
Yeah.
And he was there for about 3 days, and he goes, you're right. But he does have a very, very different perspective on things, for only being almost 21. And his maturity level is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we've been running a business since he was 16.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when he was in high school, he got straight A's in school. I mean, he was in the top 10 of his class. But he would take his laptop to school. He'd do his homework at school, whatever needed to be done, and then he'd just take out his laptop and start working. It took the teachers about 2 days to figure out what he was doing, and then they just left him alone. I think most of them were just amazed with him. But, I mean, his work ethic is amazing for as young as he is. But it's always been that way. And he gets extremely upset with people that complain about, you know, not having a job or not doing this or not doing that. So he has a different look on things.
Because he's learned that he can control these things. He can decide, which I think is great. I think it's also kind of it's some of the best of our small town perspective, that we know that it's up to us. And so if we want to do it, we get it done. And
well, we have a different view of things, I think. I really do. And of course, I grew up on a farm. My boys didn't have that opportunity. I did. But I think you still have some of those same values just even growing up in a small community, a small town, especially in a rural area. I think you have a different view of how things are done. You're not afraid to work. And you know that that hard work brings rewards. And that's why we're not afraid to do that. So.
Yeah.
Get her done is what we do.
That's what we do. Well, Grant, thank you so much for talking to me today. I really appreciate you taking time out. You and I were just going to catch up anyway. It's been a couple of years since we talked, and it's always good to talk to another business owner, an entrepreneur, somebody from a small town that has a positive view of what can be done from a rural area. So thank you very much, Grant.
Thank you.